The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network. Meditation doesn't have to be a solo practice. Meditation is more fun with friends. Looking for a way to drop in and hang out at the same time? Join us online at Omega Institute for a meditation party with self-proclaimed meditation nerds Dan Harris, host of the 10% Happier podcast, Sabine Selassie, and Jeff Warren. This three-day retreat will stream live from Omega's Hudson Valley campus May 17th to 19th. Don't miss the party. Reserve your spot at eomega.org/party today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Let's jazz it up. Let's all get together now.
Welcome to the Laura Theodore Podcast. You may know me from my popular television show, Jazzy Vegetarian, where I feature easy and delicious vegan recipes, along with tips for living a kinder plant-based life. Now I invite you to join me here each week, where I'll welcome amazing guests to share upbeat and informative conversations featuring motivational lifestyle advice and nutritional guidance, plus lots of jazzy-licious recipe ideas. It's all served up with sensational music on the side.
Music!
So let's get talking. Hello, hello. Welcome to the Laura Theodore Podcast. I am your host, Laura Theodore, and boy, do we have an amazing show here for you today. Carol Maillard and Sweet Honey in the Rock. We are going to play music throughout this show today, and I'm so honored that she is here with us, and you're going to love this music. But meanwhile, I want to thank you so much for joining me here today. I know you've got so many different podcasts you can listen to, and I'm happy that you choose this one to listen to each and every week. We're here every Wednesday at mindbodyspirit.fm. So thank you so much for listening. Well, let's just get right to it. It is now my great pleasure to welcome Carol Maillard, who is an accomplished actress, singer, songwriter, poet, and producer, and she has performed in film, television, and on stage. Although Carol originally attended the Catholic University of America on scholarship as a violin performance major, she soon began writing music and performing with the drama department and eventually changed her major to theater. This passion for the stage brought her to the DC Black Repertory Company and the beginnings of the vocal ensemble that was become the Grammy Award-winning a cappella ensemble Sweet Honey in the Rock. Carol lives in Manhattan and is the mother of Jordan Maillard Ware, a violinist, composer, and award-winning producer. And I'd like to welcome her to this program right now. How are you today, Carol?
I'm really great, Laura. Thank you so much for having me on your program today.
I am so happy you are back with us. You're one of my favorite people, and Sweet Honey in the Rock is just a fantastic group. And I'm so excited about playing all your songs today. For the listeners that did not listen to the last time you were on this program, just tell me a little bit about how your journey with Sweet Honey in the Rock began.
Well, I was a member of a theater company in Washington, D.C., called the D.C. Black Repertory Theater. Not only were there professional actors in a professional company, we had a workshop division where we were also able to be on stage with the professionals, but we were learning more and more of our craft every day from all angles, from stage managing, costuming, improvisation, scene study, acting class, voice, dance, and I'm sure there were other classes we had, but we were really getting a full-on experience learning how to become, you know, consummate professional performers. So our voice teacher, Bernice Johnson Regan, was responsible for making sure whatever music had to be in a show, it was going to be a cappella, And if it wasn't, then she did arrangements and we worked on the music. And the music we were singing was really great. Between a professional company and the workshop, we had a great sound. One of the actors wanted us to have a singing group. And he pestered Bernice along with Louise Robinson until she said, okay, I'll put a group together for you. So we had some rehearsals with men and women. Next thing you know, rehearsals come up for theater productions. Children are being born. Grandparents have to come to rehearsal. Life goes on, you know, because everybody in the theater company had other lives, well, work lives. And one night in September, Bernice called a rehearsal. She put the sign up on the bulletin board, and three of us came in. Louise Robinson, Mai Fredericks, and myself. And Bernice said, well, we don't have an ensemble. We don't have a group. We have to stop this Sweet Honey in the Rock thing. And Bert and Louise said, no, let's sing and see what comes up. And the four of us kept singing. Every song was, we were nailing every song, make up a part as you go along. And thus was the beginning. She said, well, I guess this is Sweet Honey in the Rock. And so we went to, we had our first gig at Howard University, November 17th, 1973, 20 minutes singing the blues.
Wow. You know, I've been such a big fan since I've known you since 1984 when we were in Beehive together off Broadway. Yeah. And we had a good time. I've just obviously been a fan of you and a fan of Sweet Honey in the Rock all this time. And what's so exciting is you guys are still together. You've been together 50 years now. Is that correct? Is my math correct?
Yeah, moving to 50. Our this year, 22 to 23, we call that the road to 50.
I love it. And I was so excited when I saw on your website, that's why I emailed you, to see that you guys are playing Town Hall. I've only played Town Hall once, and it was so, so exciting. Town Hall in New York City, for those who do not know, is an absolutely incredible, incredible hall. So please, Sweet Honey in the Rock, Town Hall, what is the date, and where do people get tickets?
You can go to townhall.com, I'm sure. Probably Ticketmaster, if they are up and running properly. It is March 24th at 8 p.m. We will be doing one of our 50th anniversary celebration concerts. The group managed to keep going. 28 different women have been in Sweet Honey in the Rock. And some gentlemen have performed with us as well. I just can't picture or hear or ask about who else out there has been around as long as we have. Our mission remains the same, to educate, entertain, and empower our listeners. So we have a social mission. We stay on that battlefield. We still move forward. We're not just that, you know, we do new music. We're working on new music for a new recording to celebrate the 50th. And that should be exciting with videos and new concepts. Oh, some of the stories remain the same. You know that, Laura.
Yeah.
Those who oppress do not rest, you know. So we're still writing music and coming up with new ideas and offering them to our fans. And we're just very grateful to be here.
Well, just talk a minute before we get into the music, because I'm very excited to get to that. And I know everybody's really just waiting here for the four tunes that I'm so honored to air on today's program. Just talk a little bit about your musical mission, how you've been inspired with that, and how you are playing that out over the past 50 years.
Oh, that's a big question, Laura. Okay, I can approach it a little generally and specifically. Generally, when we started out, we were coming out of an era where social justice was very present in music, from rock to folk to R&B, jazz. Everybody was jumping on that bandwagon and expressing themselves that way in their music and performances. And so it was a natural fit for us to just keep writing music in that genre. Every person that comes to the group is welcomed and expected to contribute at least one song to a recording. We own your own publishing company. Take care of your own music, copyright your own music, own your intellectual property. So that's been something that's been very present and strong in the group all these years.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
For me, writing for Sweet Honey in the Rock, I've done some music for some theatrical productions, but most of the music that I've created has been for Sweet Honey, which means I'm writing from a particular point of view. Mm-hmm. That could be a love, you know, I've done love songs. Most of my songs, I'm coming from someplace in my own quiet, personal way, from a spiritual point of view, how to open your heart, look at what's the truth. This is what people are really feeling. This is what I'm really feeling. You know, for kids, the songs I've written, empower yourself, volunteer, do things, use your gifts, be out there. So the music really is eclectic. It is, I think, intergenerational in its approach, in its point of view. Everybody can listen to it, dance to it, groove to it, cry to it, be alive to it, all of that. Music for the heart.
It is. It really, really is. Which brings me to this first tune, which, interestingly enough, you didn't write, but man, Carol, I love this song. Love Me or Leave Me. So just give me a 1 minute or so introduction into this fantastic track. We're going to start off the Sweet Honey in the Rock music today with Love Me or Leave Me.
This song comes from a live recording. This show was a tribute to Nina Simone, Abby Lincoln, Odetta, and Miriam Makeba, women activists, vocal activists, writers, warriors. So we did a tribute to them in 2011, which was presented at the Rose Hall at Jazz at Lincoln Center. We did it for 2 nights, recorded the live performances. I was inspired to do this by the one and only Nina Simone, who blessed my life. And I got to hear her when I was 14. And I jumped into that music wholeheartedly, and I kept her with me, you know, all this time. Happy birthday, Eunice Wayman. February 20th, she was born. Happy birthday. I would say this is a birthday tribute in honor of Nina Simone. That inspired me to create this for that show.
Wow. You know, I'm a big fan of Nina Simone, too. And she really, she really influenced a lot of my records and a lot of the music I did. And perhaps that's why I just love this song so much, because I just hear such depth in this tune. So everybody, here it is, one of my favorite songs recorded by the great Carol Maylard and Sweet Honey in the Rock. It's a little Love Me or Leave Me.
This affair is killing me. I can't stand this uncertainty. Tell me now, I've got to know whether you want me to stay. Let me be lonely, you won't believe me, but I love you only. I'd rather be lonely than happy with somebody else. You might say the nighttime's the right time for kissing, but I say the nighttime is for reminiscing, regretting instead of forgetting with somebody new. There'll be no one unless that someone is you. I intend to be independently blue. I want your love and I don't want to borrow, to have it today and give back tomorrow. Your love is my love and my love is yours and nobody else. Well, I
it, Stacy.
It's fantastic. It really
Thank you.
Is. Yeah, you sound great on that. Now we're just going to switch it up a little bit. Each of these cuts are just switching the feel a little bit. I tried to get a little bit of diversity into this. A little bit about where same old love came from.
Without revealing too much of my own personal romantic history, this is a dream of mine. There's people say things like, oh, this is the love of my life. And I go like, you know, I was like, oh, everybody's the love of somebody's life at some point or another. And I had reconnected with a gentleman that I just had a heart spirit a synergistic connection to. We weren't a romantic couple. We weren't a couple. We were good friends, but we had a vibration together. And my dream was, who knows, maybe one day God will bless us and we'll have time to just spend time together. So when I reconnected with him, this song came up. It's not anything that actually happened. We didn't romantically get back together again, but we see each other or text each, it's the same, it's the same old love, same old feeling, same old love. And that's where the song came from, in a blues feel.
And here it is, same old love, Carol Maylard and Sweet Honey in the Rock.
Between a tender memory and a love space, and it's bittersweet, oh, so bittersweet. Like being caught between a rock and a hard place. Yes, it's true, it's been a long time coming. But my heart is truly willing to walk this road again with you. You got it with me, we got the same old love. Yes, we do. Same old love. Thoughts of you were everywhere in my dreamscapes at night. Boy, how you love me right. Where could I go? What could I say? Where could I go to ease my mind? I know love's come and go, but the one thing I know, no one could ever, ever even compare. Cause I miss you so much, darling, for such a long, long time. We love so honest and true, but out of the blue, there was no me and you. That chapter was through and I was singing the blues. Blessed fate brought you back to me and me to you. Yeah, you got it with me. We got the same old.
Whatever the reason, whatever the rhyme, love you for all season, for all time. Let's take this chance, give away to romance. Come on, baby, let's dance, dance, dance. Together, together, this mad dance together. Thank the powers that be that brought you back to me. Oh, slip your arms around my waist, baby. Hold me closer, closer still. Come on, baby. I can't tell where you begin, but I know I fit in. Yeah, yeah.
Long time,
So much deep emotion, an overflowing ocean of love. That's what I have. Like no time has gone by. Can we give it one more try? Yeah, stay honest and true. You for me and me for you. Oh, we are such a delicious fit. You gotta admit, this is how it's supposed to be. Like I said, you for me and me for you. Time is so precious. It's the same old, same old, same, same.
Oh, yeah.
Such a sweet.
Same old, same old love.
Lovely, lovely love. Just sweet,
sweet.
Lovely, 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 lovely love. Oh,
same
loves come and go,
same.
I've had my share, but one thing I know, I said,
oh,
no one could ever compare, and I try.
Wow, that's inspiring. I love that lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is going to kind of get to the nitty gritty. And this is something that in many ways, it just makes me think of you and think of the group as a whole and the last 50 years and how you have endured and just the companionship that you have for one another. It really blossoms in this track, Sweet, Sweet Honey. Talk a little bit about it, if you would.
Sure. This was written by Aisha Khalil, and the only words in the whole thing is sweet, 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 sweet honey. And Aisha composed it. She's the one in the group that has I'd say she does tone poems, vocal tone poems, new forms of expression, jazzy vocals, not even vocalese, but she does, you know, a lot of the different kinds of offerings that we give that are not melodic. Melodic or lyrical, and this is her offering. I think she did this. She might have done this for our 40th anniversary. Our 40th anniversary, and we've been doing it since, and we've been doing this for a while. Aisha Khalil, Sweet, Sweet Honey.
Sweet, Sweet Honey, and here it is.
Sweet honey.
Sweet, sweet honey. Sweet, sweet honey in the rock. Sweet, sweet honey in the rock. Sweet, sweet honey. Sweet, sweet honey. Sweet, sweet honey.
Sweet, sweet honey. Sweet, sweet sweet.
Sweet, sweet honey. Sweet, sweet honey. Sweet, sweet honey. Sweet, sweet honey.
Sweet, sweet honey.
Sweet, sweet honey.
Sweet, sweet sweet.
Sweet, sweet honey.
Sweet tune.
Thank you.
Every time I listen to that, it just, I don't know, it gives me a good feeling. You know, you're always saying something. I think that that's what's so important about the group. I think that that's what's so engaging about the group. Each of you has your own personality in your music, in your vocals, in the way you express yourself. It's so exciting. And it really brings me to, I wanted to close this segment with a very, very interesting tune that I know nothing about, but it really touched me. And it's called This Place Inside Where I Can Rest. Talk about that, if you would, please.
I am a meditator, and I have a meditation teacher, Guru Maya Chidvilasananda, and I've been on the Siddha Yoga meditation path since 1980. I've been a meditator longer than that, but I do these practices since 1980, and I had written a poem that came out of a meditation about being guided by grace and God's love, like I'm a boat. I saw myself like on a little boat in the middle of water, but guided, never straying, but gently rocking and being guided to shore, guided further out to sea, and or just sitting there. So meditation is a place where we can all go to rest. You just close your eyes and gently breathe. That's one of the lines in the song. And hear your spirit speak to you. Sometimes you have thoughts when you meditate. You go, oh, I'm not doing it because, you know, too many thoughts rolling by. But that's okay. You hear the thoughts. You thank the thoughts for being there. Thank your mind but actually trying to support you and protect you, ego, in whatever way, and say, I got this. I can move on with this. This place inside where I can rest is a place we can all go for peace, and it is in prayer and meditation.
And here it is, Carol Maylard, Sweet Honey in the Rock, in a very inspiring This Place Inside Where I Can Rest.
Om Shanti Om.
Shanti Om. Om Shanti Om. Om Shanti Om.
Dum 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 dum. I sing my song so free. I sing this song for me. My soul rocks gently like a boat out on the deep blue sea. I sing this song for me. My song of love is free. This place inside where I can rest. This place inside where I can rest. Oh yeah. Love is blooming fragrant flowers from my soul. To see the light of love in every face, that's the way to go. Every soul's a drop of God, the ocean of delight we live inside. Pure love resides, this holy loving place inside. Where I can rest, I take that time.
Om Shanti Om. Om Shanti Om.
Glory be to all that is. Spirit makes us one. To dwell inside the all that is reveals the force of love. I stir my mind. I hear the music of the spheres. This bliss fills space inside where I have my holy, holy, sacred rest. I share Shanti Om. I dance the love of God for me. I dance this dance for free. My soul rejoices in this truth. My soul supremely free. Close your eyes and gently breathe. It's where your peace begins. You are blessed. So very divinely blessed. This peaceful, quiet place inside. We all can find that rest.
Well, I feel so much more mellow now, and I always love speaking with you. It just flies by. Everybody, make sure if you're in the New York City area, Town Hall, Friday, March 24th, 8 p.m., Sweet Honey in the Rock. You don't want to miss it. Carol, I can't thank you enough for being with us here again today. I know you've got a busy schedule, and we just love having you here.
Oh, darling girl, I'm so happy to be with you. I love you, Laura. You're just a wonderful spirit. And thank you for all that you offer, all that you give us, you know, in the work that you do. Thank you.
I feel the same. Thank you.
Well, that was the amazing, the one and only Carol Maillard, Sweet Honey in the Rock. And do be certain to visit their website, sweethoneyintherock.org. And if you're in the New York area, do check out their concert at Town Hall. Thank you so much, Carol, for being here again today. Well, I do hope you enjoyed the music today and enjoyed the show today. I know if you're looking for vegan recipes, you want to know where to find them. Well, you're going to find them at jazzyvegetarian.com, where everything is vegan and delicious. We have over 400 recipes there. And while you're there, just hang around a while, see some videos, get some tips, and do sign up to our mailing list. We'll keep you informed of all the podcasts, lots of new recipes, and everything that's going on Jazzy Vegetarian. And if you have the Create television channel, do tune into us every Sunday, every Monday on the Create Network. We are so honored, and we feel so much gratitude that the Create Network airs our program 4 times a week. That's Jazzy Vegetarian on television. And season 10 of Jazzy Vegetarian is out there on many PBS and public television stations. So you do want to check that. Check your local listings and see if the show is airing near you. Yay! Well, I thank you so much for being here. I know you have a lot of different podcasts you can listen to, and of course, we're so grateful that you choose this one each and every week. So until next time, be happy, be healthy, and be well. From me, Laura Theodore, a.k.a. the Jazzy Vegetarian.
Since 1977, Omega Institute in New York's beautiful Hudson Valley has hosted some of the best spiritual teachers and social visionaries sharing their messages of hope, healing, and transformation. On the Dropping In podcast, hosted by Emmy Award-winning producer Callie Alpert, you will enjoy in-depth interviews and conversations with people like Pema Chodron, Jack Kornfield, Jon Kabat-Zinn, and many others on the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network. Also, check out the video series on Spotify.